Welcome to the Heroes Wanted podcast.
Hello, everyone. Kenny here with your intro for episode number 3. I am so excited to bring this one to you guys. It was a lot of fun. We really got to do some good old dungeoneering, which is always fun. Apart from that, not much more to really say. Take a minute when you get a chance and give us a review on iTunes, our Stitcher, our Spotify, or whatever platform you are listening to us on. It really helps us out. It'll help us appear more in searches, and it'll help us get out there and just reach more people with our podcast. Thank you so much for listening. And without further ado, here's episode 3.
Last time on the Heroes Wanted podcast, our heroes came face to face with a blazing inferno, but rose to the challenge, successfully rescuing all of the townspeople caught in the blaze. However, the culprit, a Mephit, managed to evade the heroes, and its current fate is unknown. However, the heroes learned that the Mephit's summoner rushed off to the nearby fortress on Hell Knight Hill, and so our heroes set their eyes on tracking down Calmont, the arsonist.
Hey, guys. So, it's been a week since the town hall burned down.
There was a town hall here?
Once upon a time.
I've lived in this town my whole life. I don't ever remember there being a town hall where this burning pile of cinders is.
I think there was like plans for cinders, like a large stone cinders. Building.
There was nothing that you were ever like super anxious about being a part of.
No, this building has never been here.
No.
Okay. So
I'm new to this town.
However, it seems like there is a building in demand that your uncle is going to fill an order for.
Yeah, it should definitely be made out of stone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So realistically, we had our first encounter last week. It was trying at times, a couple near-death experiences. How do you guys feel you did?
10 out of 10.
Is that like failure, 10 out of 10?
Oh.
Hey, so how many dead bodies are in that? Not the methods, that's for sure.
Actually, did the ceiling like collapse and like did a little eep just peep out of there? Or
you did not notice a little eep?
Dang it.
You know what other dead body wasn't in there? Gwenog. You're welcome.
Actually, yeah, thank you. You sort of saved both of us.
I gotta say, heels on point.
They were necessary as well.
Yeah.
Listen, nobody ever said Gwenog should be an adventurer. Except for Gwenog, who was wrong.
All right. We need to instill some more confidence in that geezer that was always talking about the bucket
Stevenson.
Line. Stevenson. Sure, yeah.
He was right.
Actually, so I think he's about to move out of Breach Hill because he hates everybody. Because have you ever been in the situation where you were so confident about something and then nobody believed you and then you ended up being right? Like, it makes you hate everybody.
It's true.
And then they didn't even listen to him.
Yeah, that's the worst part. Like,
they didn't even let him take part of the bucket line.
So, I mean, he's on the first greyhound out of Breach Hill.
Greyhounds being actual greyhounds that people ride.
Yeah, of course. Oh. What else would they
Naz need? Is thinking about buying one of those.
How many?
Just about one? 37.
37 greyhounds?
How much gold do I have left?
Oh, we're going to have more after we get... I already forgot his name. Calmont.
Yeah.
I'm just going to diversify all of my money into dogs.
That's not diversifying if you put it all into the same thing.
There will be different breeds of dogs.
I think that's still one thing.
Nah.
It's like, I'm going to buy...
No upkeep cost there.
Yeah, no. You get, like, schnauzers. You get dachshunds.
Is there another name for those?
Dachshunds?
Yeah.
Wiener dogs?
Oh, yeah, that's the one.
Chihuahuas?
I don't think chihuahuas are the same thing.
No, they're the same thing.
Any small dog, it's actually just the same.
Pomeranians, same dog.
All right, well.
Corgi, same dog, shorter legs.
So as Gwenog was apt to point out, you learned at the end of last session that Calmont, the assistant to the bookshop owner, was the one who set the fires. Well, at least part of the fire. Obviously, the fire method had some part of it.
Yeah, we need to make sure, make it clear, we did not start it.
You did not start the fire.
Yes.
And there's a joke there, but I just...
No, I'm not...
I can't... I guess
I'm not funny.
Yeah.
And so that's right where we pick up. You know, we pick up outside of the town hall. It's been eventually put out. There's no sign of the Mephit. You know, Calmont headed off to Hell Knight Hill, the home of the Bumblebrasher Goblins. And Greta has tasked the three of you with investigating Hell Knight Hill, finding out what's up with the goblins, and capturing Calmont.
I want to know, while we're going about town, why is it called Hellmont Hill? Or Hell... Dang it.
Hell Knight Hill. Because Calmont annexed it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And changed its name.
Calmont I've been away died, too long.
Went to hell, came back with a deed.
So it is called Hell Knight Hill because it is the previous citadel for the Hell Knight mercenaries, okay. Which they used to be based right outside of Breach Hill as their primary residence, but they've since moved to Cheliax and are basically serving as a private mercenary group for the rulership of Cheliax.
So they're not actually from Hell, though, right? Did they just think it was a really cool name?
Well, no, they're not from Hell. The followers of the Hell Knight Order are known to worship Asmodeus.
Oh.
The Lord of Hell.
That's lovely. So we're going to Edgelord Hill?
Sort of.
All right.
You're not completely wrong there.
Okay, if it's enough to get him uncomfortable, it's good.
but the cool thing is, and this is kind of common knowledge, is that the Hell Knights, when they abandoned the citadel atop Hell Knight Hill, they left the deed to the castle there. So theoretically, anyone that wants to take the castle, if they can survive the hill and the, you know, horrors that reside there.
How do you know that?
I read the player's guide.
What? Oh, yeah, that homework that Kenny gave us.
But the homework it, it, that it everyone is actually, definitely did. Anyone in Breach Hill would know that. Like, it was abandoned and the, you know.
Yeah, they left it. They had no
use for it.
They don't care what's done with it now. You know, it's
Which is part of the reason the Bumblebrashes are hanging out up there.
Yeah, they love it there. I mean, they might have loved it there before.
Well, we don't know what happened.
Do they like own it?
They just kind of like.
Or are they just hanging
they're
out?
They're squatting, more or less.
Squatter's rights.
So if somebody and their 37 dogs happen to acquire that deed, you could, you know.
You have to find it.
Oh, you got
to
find it.
You have to find it and then do what you want with the goblins. I mean.
I'll go to town hall and file. Oh, wait, no.
Pretty sure this is the goal of what we're trying to do.
Oh.
If you guys read the player's guide.
There's a player's guide?
Yeah, there's a player. It's published by Paizo. It is a free download on their website.
Was that the thing? I'm a GM, so I wouldn't know.
No, because you have the actual adventure path, which we are not privy to.
Except Jeff. Jeff's read the whole thing.
Yeah, you think he's, right.
He's been giving me tips.
So, in the interest of brevity, do you want me to roleplay going and getting my armor from my house? Or can I just go say bye to my mom and grab my stuff?
What would you prefer?
I just want to grab my stuff.
All right, so you go see your mom. You get your dad's old neck splitter and a nice set of armor that you have.
You know, it's weird that he gave that to us instead of fighting the knights off with it, but, you know. Pacifist
no,
to the
he
end.
Had his new neck splitter.
Oh, so I got his
this
old...
This is your dad's old neck splitter.
Oh, okay.
Neck splitter classic.
Yeah.
I'm glad
he
I'm glad we cleared
that up. Cherry-flavored neck splitter.
Yeah.
Neck splitter 2000.
Yeah, it's still it's outdated. Still with rust. He got his masterwork one, but he didn't, you know.
Yeah, so you guys gear up, get everything that you had stored in other places, and you have your weapons and armor, Gwenog, your apron, chisel, and hammer are... stored with Uncle Rorsk, and the other two of you were already prepared, already armored and geared.
Correct.
And yeah, who goes to the call for heroes without their stuff?
I mean, really. And someone marked down the two minor potions of healing. I don't know who.
We all did, actually, so we now have six.
Yeah, that's not how that works.
I beg to differ. My list says two healing potions.
Naz can heal as it is, I think Doreen and I both take one potion.
Seems fair.
That makes a lot of sense. So mark that on your sheets or notebooks as you see fit.
Right.
And
not,
that,
zero, not you, Ned.
Zero healing potions, because nobody likes me.
Could you tell me what that does? Is that a D8? A D4? Is that a magic
Naz
missile
healer? Has the book. I don't know.
At your convenience. But we can proceed.
We will continue. So you all know where Hell Knight Hill is. It's a big, you know, fortification just a mile away from Breach Hill.
Does it loom ominously? Oh, sorry. I interrupted you.
You did.
You're the worst. Oh, God. I must take my exile.
Anyway, it looms ominously outside Breach Hill. So if you guys wanted to head there on your own, it's pretty easy to find. It's a well-known landmark. You don't need anyone to go with you. But if you needed a guide, there is a Bumble Brasher in attendance by the ruins of the town hall. So tell me what you guys would like to do.
Well, let's get some information on Calmont first. You know, recon isn't a bad idea. Let's head over to Reliant, the Reliant Book Company, and talk to Vaz.
Vaz.
V-O-Z.
Vaz. She is the owner and proprietor of the bookshop, and Calmont was her assistant. And she's actually in the town square. The, you know, fire has kind of brought everyone out, so you can find her there pretty easily. She is readily available to you guys. And you can talk to her if you want.
Yeah, we should probably do that, for sure.
Very well.
All right, so you approach this half-elf woman wearing plain gray and unadorned robes with soft boots that muffle her footfalls. She has an enigmatic face that is a mask of stillness. And she kind of is very alert and looking around. And as you approach, she sneers a little bit and says,
"Well, the heroes I've heard so much about. What can I do for you?"
So Naz will walk up to her, and he like looks her up and down for a minute, then points back at the charred ruins of the town hall and says, "Your assistant was the one who set this fire. What can you tell us about him, and perhaps why he might do such a thing?"
"That little worm. Ugh, it was a worthless excuse for an assistant. I will be happy to be rid of him. I am loath to admit it, but he stole from me. He stole several books and an old scroll I've had for quite some time. I believe that is where the method came from. He must have summoned it from the scroll."
"And these books he stole, were they of unique value?"
"No, just merely old."
"Do you have records of what they were?"
"No."
"Very useful." And then Naz turns to Doreen and kind of shrugs, perhaps if he has any questions for her, but...
"Well, we'll look for the books when we go to find him in Hell Knight Hill. You had that scroll, and he could use it. Did he practice magic with you?"
"Not with me. I am but a simple bookkeeper."
"Oh.
Can I, like, make an insight check or anything to see whether that's legit?"
You can make a perception check.
Or a sense motive.
I don't believe there's a sense motive skill, is there?
It is not listed
perception.
Here.
Perception.
No.
Uh-huh. Perception. That is a 22.
You don't sense any lies.
Okay. Naz just, like, kind of catches Doreen's eye and nods, like, "Yeah, that checks out."
Okay.
But so we're establishing that he is... does have levels in some sort of
magic casting, yeah. Okay, did he ever practice magic in front of you?
No, I kept him as busy as I possibly could.
What I'm looking for is to try to figure out, like, what he's capable of if we're going to go out there and, well, try to apprehend him. You said that you were interested in, being rid of him, but also might as well be brought to justice, right? Is there anything that you can help us with in terms of knowledge about what he can do?
I'm afraid not. If he has magical abilities, he did not get them from me.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Do we know his race or physical characteristics at all?
Yes, he is a halfling.
Naz looks at her.
Troublesome.
Does he have any fears or weaknesses you can expound upon?
Not... in particular, he is a slimy creature, always groveling, running in fear when I grew tempered at him.
I see. Shouldn't be much of a problem then, I think.
If we're trying to capture him, maybe we should be careful not to spook him to run off and hide.
Perhaps we should equip ourselves. Rope, manacles, and the like. Perhaps some hunting dogs. A dozen or so, perhaps.
To dissuade him from running?
If one runs, one does not often run faster than a hungry dog.
Either way, I think we've gotten all we can out of Vaz. Let's go ahead and make our preparations for the hill.
All of your adventurer's kits that you purchased at Character Creation would have rope in them at the very least.
Yep.
They don't come with manacles, but if you wanted to buy manacles, that's something you could do.
I did specifically buy manacles.
Well, then you have manacles.
Boom.
And so you are equipped and ready. You talked to Vaz to get some information from her. Do you want to head off to Hell Knight Hill?
Oh, you know I want to head off to Hell Knight Hill.
Yeah, go
ahead.
It's only a mile away. We're not going to need special equipment, really. But I mean, if we ask Warble about what path we should take, that I think that that's at least a precaution that we might as well take. You know,
it's only a mile away.
Yeah,
it's only a mile away.
She's been worried about them for a month because she hasn't heard from them. It's a mile away.
Well, she's got short legs.
She doesn't leave town.
All right.
Her job is here.
She can't neglect her duties.
Bad jokes.
I'm just saying, I could cover a mile pretty quick.
Yeah.
Even if I was a halfling.
Either way, let's go to...
That sounded just a little racist. So what? What I said.
Halflings have a lower movement speed than humans.
Anyway. Not if they are
fleet. I'm just pointing out how humans are physically superior to halflings.
Oh, vastly superior.
My goodness.
Warble will gladly talk with you guys and tell you anything you want to know, so feel free to ask.
Okay. Warble, how fast could you get to Hell Knight Hill?
I mean, it's not that far away. Maybe half hour, hour?
As I thought.
Naz turns away. Kind of folds his arms. As if justified.
All right. Is there an actual path that goes directly from the town to Hell Knight Hill? Or should we really be?
There's not a direct path anymore.
That's what I...
But it's still very easy to get to.
Okay. That's what not the easy part, but I guessed a bit. Warble, what's your suggestion? Making our way to Hell Knight Hill.
I mean, just, head north until you see the hill and go up the hill.
Okay. I didn't know if there are any dangers that were in the way.
No, it's pretty safe and pretty close. It's been a nice place for the Bumblebrashers to live. A little outside of society where goblins aren't quite perfectly accepted, but a place that's safe that we could call home.
That's really nice. I hope everything is okay, and we'll make sure to get there as quickly as possible to find out.
Are there any traps or pitfalls, a moat perhaps, around this castle?
Well, it's on a hill, so no, there's no moat. And we haven't really had a need to trap the place. Not many people go there.
Any wild animals?
Guys, it's just a castle. It's like a mile away. Let's just go.
That's the kind of behavior and rash thinking that leads you to the...
mortuary?
No, the...
That's the kind of thinking that leads you to the calls of heroes, unarmored and unarmed.
Listen, I had a shift, okay? I was at a shift.
Okay. Well,
let's proceed.
Thank you, Warble. We'll be on now.
Bye, Warble. We'll save your Bumblebrashers.
Thank you. Please just hurry up. Make sure they're okay.
And you
shouldn't
guys
take us more than a half an hour.
Well, it'd be an hour to get back to.
You guys head north outside of the town toward Hell Knight Hill. And it is a relatively safe journey. As I said, it's pretty close. And you draw near, and rising from the hilltop above is a looming structure of crumbling stone and still imposing battlements. though verdant nature is reclaiming the site. Plumes of red smoke, which Ambassador Warble believes to be distress signals from the Bumblebrasher goblins, rise from the roof of the keep's central tower. This place can only be Citadel Alterine, the infamous former home of the Order of the Nail Hell Knights, now fallen into ruin. You see gate-like doors in the center of the keep hanging slightly ajar, and it's not surprising since this place hasn't been properly maintained for many years. A quick reconnaissance of the place will reveal along the northern edge there is a crumbled wall, and on the western side you see the main gates in the center, as well as another set of gates on the southern part of the western edge. But those appear shut and sturdy still. How would you like to proceed?
How high up is the tower where the smoke signals were coming from?
It appears to be 15 to 20 feet.
Oh, really? So not far at all. Is there like...
I mean, it's a tower.
Yeah, but I'm assuming that there's some sort of like a wall up there that...
Yeah, so there's the whole fortress. I'll give you guys a glance at the map.
Woo.
Okay.
The whole fortress is walled, and the walls are 10 feet tall.
The tower goes further. Okay. And it's crumbling in some areas. We just don't see any movement, no goblins up there that are like trying to tend to those flames or something.
No, it's too high up to see.
There's no movement, no random enemies or anything like that.
Not that you see from your current position.
Okay. I say we approach slowly and be on our guard as we do.
Yeah.
All right. So I listed three potential entrances you can see. There's the crumbled northern wall, there's the main gates which hang ajar, and then there's a sturdy pair of gates on the southern portion of the eastern wall.
I get the feeling that the gates are probably squeaky, but the crumbled wall might also have a little bit of loose footing that could, like, I don't know, alert someone to a presence. So which do you think would be quieter?
Are we trying to stealth, per se?
Well, I'm kind of interested in, like, if something's in here that's been attacking goblins, since we weren't met by any of them, we don't see any of them around, then...
How many Bumblebrashers should there be here?
Yeah.
Only a couple dozen. It's not a large tribe.
Okay.
But they would usually have, like, a lookout up front or something?
Well, they probably, yeah.
Goblins aren't known for their preparation.
Okay.
Oh.
And they are kind of squatting. Like, they're not...
Yeah.
Hmm. They might be further within and hiding from something, too. I mean, I don't think that we're going to be in that much trouble if we accidentally startle them, but if we, you know, like, alert something that's hunting goblins, then...
Yeah,
right.
So my feeling is either main gate or crumbled wall.
I think crumbled wall.
I don't really think it matters too much as long as we're perceptive for things that are...
I say crumbled wall sounds good.
Okay. So which of us is the quiet one?
So we are in what's called exploration mode. So I would like you three to tell me how you are exploring this facility. You can say things like preparing a spell, weapons drawn, looking for traps, stealthing.
Would it tire me too much to be wearing a shield?
No, that is something they changed from the playtest.
Okay.
So it's a little bit more forgiving.
Gotcha.
But if you're ready to be defensive, that's different than having a weapon drawn ready to go.
You know, I don't know how that's different, but... Oh, sorry. Okay, never mind. I get you now. I just...
The exploration action is weapon drawn or shield raised.
Cool.
It's mechanics.
Okay, I'll put on a shield, and I say that we... try to quietly make our way over the crumbled wall.
Well, so who's going to check for traps?
I can check for traps.
So do we think they have traps?
It's standard dungeoneering protocol, I think. Okay. Be prudent.
I think it's best.
Why don't we put Naz in front, checking for traps?
Okay.
Why don't we do Doreen second, shield raised, and then as I have very little stealth in me, as the village idiot of Breach Hill...
Well, I don't either, so it's okay.
then I will go last with weapon drawn. So in that case, we're prepared for any contingency.
Cool. Okay, that's fair. We'll just be
marching order
ready for
a battle. Okay, so you head to the northern portion of the keep and go through this chunk of collapsed wall.
Wall.
I did not understand that reference.
Yeah, I don't know what you're getting at there.
And you enter this large room with several smaller rooms that have since collapsed to be connected to the main room without any doors.
Oh, okay.
And it appears to be a courtroom of some kind. Hmm. A judge's bench, a witness stand, and counselor's tables are the only remaining indication of this room's previous use as a formal courtroom. Benches have long ago been smashed to fragments and strewn about the gallery, covering the floor of the room in debris. Through several empty doorways to the north, a large ragged opening in the citadel's wall is visible. That's where you're coming through. Along with what appears to be a corpse wearing silvery armor, lying in a muddy lump in the center of a pool of water that has filled much of the collapsed section. So you're kind of having to walk through a pool of muddy water with a corpse in it.
Hmm.
Does the armor look valuable or usable in any sense?
It looks ornate more than anything else.
Okay.
Ornate meaning valuable?
Meaning well-crafted, but is it still in good condition?
Yeah.
Okay.
Has this corpse been here a long time, or is this a fresh corpse? Is it a goblin? Is it a human?
Well, no, you would have to go take a look.
That's fair.
Have I been checking for traps? Did I need to roll for that?
No, I would roll for traps.
Okay.
And then you would face the consequences.
Okay.
Yeah.
In that case, I will check this body.
Okay. So, as you approach the body, this lump in the middle of the pool starts to lift up and moves to fight.
Oh.
Hey, guys.
Very well.
Roll me some initiative!
Nice.
It's gonna be perception for everyone.
Here, why don't I get us some battle music here as well?
God, it's in the back of this book, not in the monster manual. What am I doing?
Oh, no.
Some intense battle music.
That's an intense battle.
It's your first real battle.
Real battle?
It's a lump.
Are you saying that imp was a joke? Not imp. That Mephit was a joke?
That you know, Mephit just that farting almost killed fire two all people? Over?
Am I a joke to you?
So, as this mound lifts out of the water, you can see the corpse that was on it is like attached to a shell. And so this corpse lifts up, and a four-legged creature that looks eerily reminiscent of a turtle, kind of, with like a spiky shell, has lifted up and is basically coming to try and kill you.
Oh, it is obviously aggressive.
Yes, it seems to want to eat you, from what you can tell.
I'm going to be really sad if that armor and corpse is actually part of its shell, and it's not real. I'm here to capture some really, really, I don't know.
It looks like it's probably like a hermit crab, and that's like what it's living inside of.
All right, Gwenna, what do you got?
Super gross, but
24.
Cool.
24.
Oh, nice. Wow. A little more prepared for this battle.
11.
11 for Doreen. Sorry. Naz?
Not a big deal, just 26.
Just a 26, a little 26. And they get a 14.
Oh, man. That's a good thing I raised my shield.
Did you mention that surprise rounds are no longer a thing in Pathfinder 2?
Yeah, that's
not. I did not.
Or am I making that up? Are they a thing?
They are no longer a thing. If you would be quote-unquote surprised, you still roll initiative, and on your turn, if you go before the enemy, you feel like something's wrong and you have a chance to react. However, this battle takes place pretty openly. Like, it begins with you being like, oh my god, there's a monster.
How big is it? You said a mound?
Yes,
a mound makes me think big.
I don't see its size. I'm thinking it's a medium-sized creature.
Really?
Oh no, it's large. Never mind.
Okay.
Right there. Found it.
Large.
And we know it doesn't have nuts.
What?
Yeah, Almond Joy has nuts. Mounds don't.
I did not get that reference. And I was like, where did this come from?
At least Net has got it.
As someone who loves Almond Joys, I got that right away.
50% of the room.
All right, that's probably about what we'll get from listeners. And
yeah, all two of the four listeners.
Yeah, 50% of Ryan should get that.
Naz, you are up first, and so you see this mound with a corpse stuck to its back has lifted up.
Does this appear to be an undead creature, or is this just some kind of...
You could make a recall knowledge check using one of your skills.
Is that, an action?
Mm-hmm. Yes, recall knowledge is an action.
Just don't burn all your good stuff on the first enemy in the dungeon.
I'm going to use Kenny... Explode Monster.
How about Finger of Death?
I'm going to use Chill Touch, actually.
All right, so you have to touch it, though? You
have to stride up to it.
Oh, I thought I was right, like, I was
creeped. You were coming to the pool, and as soon as you got to the pool, that's when it lifted up to attack.
In that case, I do not do that. I walk behind Doreen and say, it's right there. Go get it.
I see, so
are you cowardly leaving?
I'm going to prepare a spell, Chill Touch, in the event that it runs at me.
Okay, so...
I'm not sure how prepared actions work in Pathfinder.
You spend one action to bank further actions.
Okay. Yeah.
And so Chill Touch takes two actions to cast. Mm-hmm. So you'd have to spend like your entire turn readying that.
So you can't get behind me.
I will stride behind Doreen, and then I will recall knowledge to see what I know of this creature.
Okay, what is your bonus to nature?
That is a 4.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that is a critical success.
That's nice. Right.
I've eaten these before. I can give you 2 bits of information. Do you want to know attacks, defenses, or special abilities?
I'm going to say defenses and attacks.
No special abilities?
Nah.
No special abilities?
Nah.
I mean, he's going to use them, so I guess...
So you know...
I guess we'll be surprised.
You know that this thing has 20 health.
Okay.
Has an AC of 17.
Ooh.
A pretty good fort save. And its attacks, it can use its jaw and just do like a turtle snap. It can hit you with its spikes. It can slash you with its claws. And all of its relatively minor damage overall, but... It does have a lot of options to attack.
What is this? What is the name of this creature?
It is called a Grave Shell, and it is a beast. So it is not undead. It just keeps dead things around.
Gotcha. Okay.
I think the most important part of this is I made Kenny waste a natural 20 over there.
It's not a natural 20.
Oh, I thought you said it was a critical success.
It was a critical success.
What is it? 10 over the DC?
That's right.
Correct. Yep.
Well, I made him waste a really good roll then.
I was say, if you paid attention during podcast orientation,
I didn't do the homework.
We would have covered this.
You didn't do the homework the orientation.
You still have one more action, I think.
Yeah. So recall knowledge is just one action. You are currently not. You don't have a weapon drawn, so you could spend your third action drawing a weapon.
I will draw my weapon, crack my whip in the air, yell, "Yeah!"
You do
as
that
as much as Naz yells.
Okay, Gwenog.
All right, this is the moment that Gwenog has been waiting for.
Are you just going to rush in there? Because we had a battle formation.
You know that I am just going to rush in. That is exactly what I'm
doing. You don't want it to come and hit me first?
No, I 100% don't. I mean, me, the player, Kayla, thinks that's a great idea.
Oh, man.
But Gwenog has lived her whole life for this moment. Like, this is it. She pulls out the neck splitter. She strides up, and then she's going to attack. The, what was it, a grave?
Grave shell.
Grave shell.
How bad was it?
It's actually not bad. Okay. I have to remember what my...
Bonus is probably plus...
18 was a hit, correct?
That will hit. Yeah. Strike this creature.
Wonderful. I will go ahead and roll my damage.
Wait, you already had your weapon out, remember?
That is true.
Yes.
Yeah, so did you want to rage first?
I don't think so.
No. Right off the rip.
Okay.
That would be max damage.
Nice.
Which I believe is 14.
Oh,
snap. Nice hit.
So I'm going to use my second action to strike again.
Third action,
because you had to
second
charge
or
move up, you know.
Third action, correct.
Is that a minus 5?
Yeah, what do we get?
So my total is 20, which brings me down to 15. I do not strike.
15 will be a miss.
Forceful is to damage, correct?
Yeah, that's
correct.
A damage.
To hit.
Sweep is to
sweep
hit.
Sweep is to hit.
Forceful is to damage.
I think that written sweep down. Also targets other creatures.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. So, that'll be my turn.
A little granular
still,
things.
14 damage, I'm really not upset.
Yeah, that's kind of a lot.
Nobody's upset by that.
Do you want me to go back and stay with you, Doreen?
If you raged, it would have been 16, though.
I'm not that angry yet.
Okay, yeah.
I'm still learning how to adventure.
That's fine.
So the Grave Shell is up next, and it will lash out at you with its jaws, trying to snap you up.
Okay.
And a 13 will miss.
Correct.
It will then slash at you with one of its claws. An 11 will miss.
Correct.
And then it will retreat into its shell. And so now its head just kind of ducks in like a turtle.
If only we knew its special abilities. We'd know what it's doing in there.
You know exactly what it's doing, but you don't.
Did it? But and is the next splitter a reach weapon, though? Did it have to move up?
It is not a reach weapon.
Oh.
It is a one-handed axe that is extra large for Gwenog.
Gotcha. Okay.
Well, now its whole neck is in that shell. That weapon is useless.
Yeah, you got... And there's nothing you can do.
From around the corner, deeper in the building, you hear the patter of feet. And another one comes out and strides over to Gwenog and snaps with its jaws. And we'll miss. And then it, too, will retreat into its shell.
Wow.
Doreen.
That's lame. Okay. I think that I will draw my short sword. And even though they've retreated in, can we, like, actually just go up to the head and, like, try to stab into the, the orifice or the
mechanically, hole? No.
Wow. Okay.
It has ducked its head in, and it's, like, bent over, and it's got its shell facing you.
Then what I'm thinking is, I will not actually draw my sword. I'm going to move up to be next to Gwenog.
Okay.
And I'll just prepare an attack with my shield. Just, like, bash it in the head if it pops out.
Okay. So you stride up. You ready in action.
That's right.
Bash it with your shield.
Yep.
That sounds fair.
Do you have any remaining action economy?
No.
Okay.
Sorry.
Well, because one of us can still make a recall knowledge.
Okay.
To try to see its special abilities.
Oh, well.
Okay. We go back to the top of the order. Naz, you are up.
I'm checking one spell real quick. Should I attempt to hit this thing with a spell, do you think? Or should I just...
You could also prepare. And then it'll just somehow know that we're doing that, and then just the other one will attack us.
How are we doing? Nobody's gotten hurt yet, right?
No.
Mm-hmm. Not yet. Grave Shells did not perform well on their attacks.
It is Gwenog's lucky day. It is her day.
All right. In that case, I would like to be both either brave or foolish. Stride up and cast Chill Touch just because I want to.
Okay.
Okay.
See how it goes. Yeah.
It's going to be a 22 to hit.
That will hit.
Oh.
Nice.
Okay.
Did you specify which?
Yeah.
The one that has already been hit.
Yeah.
Roll some damage. What do we got? Necrotic, right?
Oh, dear.
Got 5 damage.
Do you add your modifier?
Yes.
Cool.
You hit it for 5 damage, and it is still up. And that's your turn.
The target attempts a basic fortitude save.
Got a 23.
Hang on one second. Let me see if...
Were you not supposed to attack? Or
I'm seeing whether it's... target attempts the basic fortitude save, but is also enfeebled 1 for 1 round on a critical failure. So it takes the damage regardless.
Yes, and then there's a chance... There's a chance to enfeeble it. But
understood.
Enfeebling did not happen.
Cool.
It made its fortitude save.
And if it does not have any resistances or anything, it has 19 of 20...
Yes.
Health damaged.
So if I had rolled anything other than a 1 on that d4,
that would have been a kill.
That would have been great.
You really ought to get better at that.
Yes.
All right.
Okay. So, Gwenog, you are up. There are 2 of these creatures in front of you right now. Both have retracted into their shells.
I'm hoping it's just damage resist and not invulnerability, because a first level encounter, that would be super dumb. I'm going to attack the very damaged one.
Like it might just be bonus AC, too.
That's also the case.
If only you knew its special abilities.
Yeah, come on, Naz.
Great job. You're really awesome.
I study other things about animals, like where their hearts are located.
23 to hit.
That will hit.
That is 10 damage.
Okay. Ooh.
Allegedly.
Yeah, we'll find out.
You swing down your neck splitter, and it kind of buffets its shell in the way, and you hit it, but your neck splitter just cleaves right through it, and the creature dies.
Oh.
Yeah, it doesn't matter where that neck is. I'm still going to split it.
You have two more actions.
For my first, I will take a sweeping strike at the second
grave shell. This will be a minus four instead of a minus five.
Cool. Sweep the leg.
No, sweep the neck.
21 to hit.
That will hit.
Okay.
That is after reduction, too. That's quite good. I'm feeling it, Mr. Krabs. 5 damage.
All right, it does the same thing, and your axe, bing, hits off the shell, and you don't think you did anything.
Oh, so it is resist.
Terrible. And you have one more action?
And with that action, I am going to stride back and take position beside Doreen.
Cool.
It is now the grave shell's turn.
Total time.
And it will come back from its shell and lash out with its jaws at Gwenog. Gwenog killed its friend.
Well, Gwenog moved.
What do you mean Gwenog moved?
Yeah, Gwenog
did move.
Wait, what?
She did a stride back to where Doreen is.
Doreen was by Gwenog.
Yeah,
specifically. I thought we were all up there, were we?
Yes, did you just like get behind me or something? Because
my goal was to move away.
Yeah.
To make it use one move action to get to me.
Yeah.
Okay, but you were all around all of them.
Well,
so
then I
that
will
doesn't
matter. And I will just have not moved.
I mean, we can let you have move and I'll just attack someone else.
No, by all means.
No,
all
it's attack action me.
Like no, that's fine. I'll spend my third action on a recall knowledge.
Okay.
Figure out how this
defenses are.
What is your nature?
Plus one.
You don't know anything about these creatures.
I don't know anything about anything.
Nice. Pretty much. So, yeah, you try to think about what you might know about these things, and you got nothing. So then it will snap out at you for a mathing 17.
That is insufficient.
All right, so it snaps out and...
Which weapon were you using? Oh, shoot, I'm doing that thing again.
the large-sized weapons no longer... Oh, they do. They make you clumsy. Is your clumsy factored in?
It is.
Okay.
Really?
Correct.
You have 18, even with a minus one?
Correct.
Wow.
Naz would like to cast harm on Doreen.
I was trusting Kayla to have that done, and she's got it done. So
sweet.
In your face.
Then it will lash out with its claws, and it will miss, and then it will retreat into its shell. And Doreen, you're up.
I didn't get to smack it.
That's when they take damage, right?
No. I mean, I'm not a paladin. I prepared an attack against it if it popped out of its shell.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about your reaction.
Nah.
I apologize. Yes, you get to do that.
Okay, I'll try. And fail, probably. Yeah, that's only a 14.
That will not do it.
Ah.
But now it's officially your turn.
Yes. Get to do more stuff.
So there's this undamaged grave shell in front of you. It has retreated into its shell.
Okay. Then what I'm thinking is, if I'm still next to it, I'm going to raise the shield, but also prepare an attack the next time it gets out of its shell.
Okay. You do that. That is your turn.
Yep.
We return to the start of the order. Naz.
Naz would like to cast Chill Touch again on one of these creatures.
One remaining. So your choices are somewhat limited.
All right, I'll go with the one that's there, and I rolled a 12.
That will not do, so you miss the creature with your spell. You have one more action.
Can I potentially recall more knowledge?
No, recall knowledge is... You know, a one done kind of thing.
Wait, so even with a critical success, you can't get everything?
No, correct. Critical success bumps it up by one. One success gets you one piece of knowledge. Two successes gets you two pieces of knowledge. This is not strictly by the book. The book doesn't really give clear guidance on what you give
with
recall knowledge. Okay. It says,
give what you as the game master deem is appropriate.
Gotcha.
And I like to give a little bit more mechanics to it, let you choose what information you want. So I give you the basic what type of creature is it, and then let you choose what else you want.
Okay, thanks.
I would then like to stride behind Doreen.
Okay, you move away. And then we go to Gwenog.
I am going to eat... I'm going to eat, yes, a Fit Crunch of all things.
Delicious.
No, I'm going to attack the Grave Shell.
And roll amazing, probably.
No, that is a 13 to hit.
A 13 will miss.
Insufficient. I'm going to attack again, though. This time at a 20, non-natural.
That will hit.
And it is forceful with my neck splitter. That is 14 damage.
All right, so
wow.
It puts its shell out in front, but you give a solid hit, and it will reduce some of that damage by a little bit, but you still hit through a little bit. Have one more action.
I don't believe I can hit even on a natural.
Well, if you get a natural 20.
A natural 20 will still be a hit, but it won't be a critical hit.
That is a miss.
Okay. It is the Grave Shell turn, so it pokes its head out to bite at Gwenog.
Attack!
Doreen.
Ooh, that's a 22.
All right, you hit it with your shield.
All right, let's see how much it does. Oops.
Oop. Oop.
Out of the box. Ooh. That's 9.
All right, you hit it for 9 damage. It is not in its shell, so it will take that. And then it will try and bite Gwenog.
I'm assuming this one's bigger then.
No, it reduced damage.
Oh.
From its shell. And it will get right, 21 to hit Gwenog.
That is enough.
You will take 5 points of damage from the bite. And then it's going to try and claw you. Just a little swipey swipe.
My bad. I thought I could kill it. I should have saved my reaction for something else.
A 22 on this one.
Oh, wow.
Which
yeah, I totally
hit.
Goofed you again.
And you will take 7 points of damage from the next attack. And then it will retreat into its shell. I'm sure you're all shocked at this point.
Whoa.
And Doreen.
Okay, I feel bad. But I didn't.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
I could have really helped you out there. I think that I'm going to... Yeah, I'll pull out my sword and try to stab at its head. So let's just see what we get. That's going to be a miss. And I'll raise my shield.
Okay. Shield is raised. You missed with your slash. And Naz, it's your turn. Back at the top.
How are we doing on health? Should I drop a heal?
I have 12 damage of 22 health.
I'm going to go ahead and cast a heal. We're going to go with... We'll up action it, so it'll be D8 plus 8.
That is correct.
16.
All right,
I am now at full health.
16. Those wounds just close right up. And you get one more action, Ness.
I'll just stride a couple steps back, just to be safe.
Okay, move a little further back.
Yep.
And Gwenog, can you end this?
Probably. Gwenog attacks, 17 to hit.
That will miss while it's withdrawn in its shield.
Oh no, it does get AC as well.
That is unfortunate. I will attack again. That is a miss also.
Okay, we have one more action.
Crit fish.
I miss yet a third time.
All right, and it's the monster's turn. It will poke its head out of its shell, and... I'm going to roll randomly on this one because it's not sure who it wants to hit this time. So it's either going after Gwenog or Doreen. It's going to go after Doreen this time.
Okay.
I have a 24 to hit.
Well, that is a hit. I would like to do a shield block.
Okay. You do a shield block. It's going to be 7 points of damage.
All right. I think it's hardness 5, so I only take 2.
Take 2, and that is 5 damage on your shield. So make sure you keep that marked.
I think it only takes 2 damage as well. It reduces the damage to itself as well.
Okay.
Yep.
And then it will lash out at you with a claw. And that'll only be a 14, so I'm guessing that's a miss?
That's correct.
And then it hides in its shell.
Whoa.
This ability is called Shell Game, and that just makes me happy.
Wait, so it doesn't take an action to get out of its shell, only an action to get in?
Was it Naz who knew what that ability was called?
No one knew that ability was called. I just am sharing it because I think it's delightful.
Okay, that's fair.
Doreen.
I'll repeat most of my last. I'm going to try to just stab it. Well, it's actually...
You should stab it in the microphone.
Yeah, I'll try to stab it. And totally,
oh my god, totally just miss. Way out of the box.
That was a 10?
Yeah, that's a miss. I'll try one more attack. I'm not even doing the probabilities here. Natural one. Okay. Right, I'll raise my shield.
Super miss.
Terrible.
This is riveting.
Naz.
Everyone, folks at home, Naz, tell us to roll water.
Naz, what do you got?
All right, so I will head back in, roll my eyes, and chill touch this thing again.
Ooh.
For 25 to hit.
Wow. Oh, that'll hit.
For 7 damage.
All right, and it goes down. It seems unable to reduce the necrotic damage.
Wow.
And so, Naz, you reach out in this touch of the grave, and you destroy this grave shell. It's just collapses.
I look at the other two and I'm like, I know much of these creatures, much like where their heart is and how to disrupt their life force. And I turn back, walk away, kind of like looking real cool while I do it, you know, put on some sunglasses.
You're not going to go retrieve that armor that you totally waded out into the water for?
Nah. Cool guys don't look at dying turtles.
Yeah, and so you go in and you actually kind of get, Naz, now that you know what this creature is, you know that this is exactly what it does. It will put something valuable, mm-hmm. like a corpse with armor, on its shell and try and lure people in so it can eat them. And it kind of worked.
So is this armor valuable? Can we examine it or appraise it in some way?
Yeah, so this is a silvered chain shirt.
Wow.
So it functions like a chain shirt, And there's a pouch of gold on the body that has 6 gold pieces and 9 silver pieces.
Wow, that works out so nicely for the three of us.
Yeah.
Well, we'll split loot when we get back to...
Yeah, just someone...
Rechill.
Someone take note of it now.
I am keeping an inventory for us.
I would write it in my notebook, but it is covered in... Monster energy drink.
I don't trust Jeff to keep track of these things.
Okay.
Keep and very complete notes.
So you enter this ruined courthouse or courtroom.
Important question. Do we get experience from the grave shells?
You do, and I would have to look up what it is. I want to say it's 40 experience.
Per.
I'll have to double check that.
I'll just mark down 80 right now.
And we will confirm that later. Probably off air.
It's probably right. Let's just write that down.
So you are in this ruined courthouse.
Mm-hmm.
You see a hallway leading to the south, and you see another room with ruined doors to the west. And kind of through there, you can see more doors in that room.
Have we examined this room fully and its contents?
You have not.
Let's make our perception rolls for this particular room.
And we will do that. Everyone go ahead and make me perceptionals.
I got a 21.
Okay.
17.
Also 17.
All right. So while a lot of you are looking around, all three of you in total find some loose change. Around 5 silver and 40 copper has been spread around the room, just scattered. And... in particular, Naz, while you are looking around, you go to one of these ruined courtrooms, like little side chambers, and you find 2 scrolls that have kind of been tucked away, set aside for when they were needed. And I could make you guys roll to find out what they are, but I'm just going to tell you. There's a scroll of alarm and a scroll of fear. And so if you have the proper spell list, you can cast those scrolls. If not, they might be worthless to you.
I'm pretty sure that
Those are both on my spell list.
Oh, they are. Cool.
Yep.
So why don't you go ahead and log those in your inventory?
Got them.
Perfect.
Okay. And so, like I said, there's a hallway to the south. There's another room to the west, which has more doors in it as well.
Just gauging from us having walked around the perimeter of the fortress, how far east of the west side are we now? Like, how much room is there in terms of, well, space to cover if we were to go west and try to investigate that direction?
There's... I can't really showing us the map this. Again. Yeah, okay. I can't really explain it in a good way. You're here, so there's a whole other section of the keep.
Yeah, so that's a lot.
Yeah, there's a lot to the west.
We should probably go there, though.
Yes, I like that idea.
So that we can make our way sort of southward, because we came in on the east side of the north. Well, a northeast side. Yeah,
that's correct.
All right, I'm ready to continue. Same marching order.
Yes.
Same strat.
I'll examine for traps.
Okay. And so you make your way out of the courtroom, and you see an open area with a clear view into the courtroom, and it's littered with piles of filthy blankets, half-gnawed bones, and other signs of some sort of creature squatting here. Give me a second to make sure I know.
Bones. Do they look like... Like goblin dog bone, they're bones, but like things that had been gnawed on by goblin dogs?
They look like something that was certainly gnawed on. And as you enter this chamber, you actually hear from the corner of the room kind of the sounds of whimpering from one of the bundles. What do you do?
Sounds like an animal whimpering or a goblin whimpering?
An animal. Sounds like an animal.
Should we cautiously approach that? Because if it's a dog that's owned by the Bramble...
Bumble Brashers.
The Bumble Brashers, then we should, you know, try to make sure that it's in good condition, too.
Is there an animal handling skill in this?
There is. It's train animal... It's nature check.
Okay.
But there's a specific, like, subset.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, who goes first?
I wouldn't mind going first.
Okay. I mean, you have an affinity for dogs, it seems.
I've hunted with them.
Naz, you head over and...
I would like to preemptively pull out some rations.
Okay.
So I've got food in my hand, and I'm leading with that.
Okay, you go over to one of the bundles, and you pull it away, and you see two small warg puppies. And they look up at you, and they growl... in what they hope is menacingly, but it's like, and they like paw at you, but they make no move to attack.
I would like to offer them the food.
You offer them the food. Go ahead and make me a diplomacy check.
An 11.
Oh. So you offer them the food, and as soon as you like reach out to them, they, you know, and they don't seem to want to come near you.
Hmm. Right. I look at the other two and I say, they do not seem to care for me. Perhaps one of you would have better luck. And I offer them the food to try.
Hmm.
Yeah, Gwenog will certainly try to feed these things.
All right. Diplomacy check.
That is a natural 20.
Oof.
All right. So you offer the food and maybe it's your green skin that does it. I seem a little more comfortable.
You went there.
I went there.
Wow.
I went there. And they actually like kind of timidly come out and they start chewing on the food and then they kind of hop around a little bit very happily and do little barks. And they now love you. They
These
actually come up and they
hate
you know,
me
rub
and
their,
I'm gonna be so mad
their head
and jealous.
Against your boots. And for the rest of this game...
I hate you already, Kenny. I hate you so much. I'm going to punch you in real life.
You have a new downtime activity where you can train these warg pups to be your friend.
I'm going
to
strangle you, Kenny.
Hey, Nash, I think they like me.
And we'll see you next week.
I do not like you.
see two small warg puppies. And they look up at you and they growl in what they hope is menacingly, but it's like... Uh-huh. And they like paw at you, but they make no move to attack.
I would like to offer them the food.
You offer them the food. Go ahead and make me a diplomacy check.
11.
Oh. So you offer them the food, and as soon as you like reach out to them, they, you know, and they don't seem to want to come near you.
Mm. Right. I look at the other two, and I say, they do not seem to care for me. Perhaps one of you would have better luck. And I offer them the food to try.
Mm.
Yeah, Gwenog will certainly try to feed these things.
All right. Diplomacy check.
That is a natural 20.
Oof.
All right. So you offer the food, and maybe it's your green skin that does it. You seem a little more comfortable.
You went there.
I went there.
Wow.
I went there. And they actually, like, kind of timidly come out, and they start chewing on the food, and then they kind of hop around a little bit very happily and do little barks. And they now love you. They
actually come up and they, you know, rub their head
against your boots. And for the rest of this game...
I hate you already, Kenny. I hate you so much. I'm going to punch you in real life.
You have a new downtime activity where you can train these warg pups to be your friend.
I'm going to strangle you, Kenny.
Hey, Nash, I think they like me.
And we'll see you next week.
I do not like you.